Blog Talk Radio.
Global Village. Get ready as we explore the expansiveness of human consciousness, discuss mystical experiences, and chat with intriguing guests on the unexplained, the mystical, and the supernatural. Remember to call in with your questions live on air, because Dr. Douglas is one of those rare individuals, like Edgar Cayce, Paul Solomon, and Ross Peterson, who found a way to access an energetic merge point where all consciousness and knowledge is shared. Scientists are now calling this the quantum field. So relax, listen in, and let's journey through the Global Village.
Greetings, everyone. This is Douglas James Cottrell speaking. I'm your host, and you're listening to the Global Village radio show being broadcast worldwide. Tonight, what's your number? We're going to take a look at how numbers in our lives sort of map out our life and how they influence us. Did you know that your name reduces to a single number? And the same, your life path is the date, year, and day that you were born, month, day, year. And that is your life path. That's something that sticks with you for the whole year, for the whole lifetime, I should say. But your name can be changed. Did you know that? There's also some secret stuff about vowels. Did you know the vowels in your name are actually the vibration of your soul? Well, we were going to have a super-duper author on here tonight, but things didn't quite work out, so you're stuck with me once again. But that's okay. I know how to count from 1 to 10, so we should be in good shape tonight. Helping me along the way is my good friend and co-host Doug Bentley, who's standing by right here right now. He is a retired educator. He is a spiritual seeker, and he is my co-host. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thank you very much. As again, it's a great pleasure and an honor.
Oh, thank you. Let's have some fun tonight. You're number one. There you go. Producing the show tonight is our friend Paul Hughes, who will drop in periodically on the show. The phone lines are open. The number is, I believe, 718-766-4421. 718-766-4421. And that number, 718-766-4421, can be reduced to a single number. And that number is, let's see, 1. Okay, how did I get that? Okay, I was doing it in my head. Let's see if my math is correct. Doug, you know, make a little pencil down there, and just so we start off the show to say to people, this is how you get your single number. 718 is the number, the area code. 766 is the locator, and 4421 is the individual number. So here's what we do. We add up 718, okay? 7 and 1 is 8. Another 8 is 16, right? And 1 and 6 is 7. 766, the locator. Well, 6 and 6 is 12. And we add 7, that's 19. And that comes out to 10 or 1. 10 or 1. And then 4421. Let's see, 4 and 4 is 8. 2 is 10. 1 is 11. Or that comes out to the number 2. And then we add up these numbers. 7, 1 is 8. And 2 is 10. 1 plus 0 equals 1. And I think that's what I said to start out with. So our guest call-in line is number 1, numero uno, the big enchilada. That's the number to call in, my friend, 718-766-4421. We're going to do some quick calculations tonight with numerology, and I'm going to give you your life path number. And maybe if you're interested in about numerology, how you might want to add numbers to your name. Have you ever noticed when a lady gets married that she changes her name and maybe her personality changes? Have you noticed that? Has something about her different or changed for the better or for the worse? Let's talk about that. But before we get going, Doug, here we are tonight. You know, Santa Claus is just behind us a couple of weeks. Valentine's is ahead of us. You know, what kind of feel for the world are you picking up on tonight to put you on the spot as we look forward to this, you know, next February coming? There's things about the weather. There's things about travel. There's, you know, what's your pickup on tonight?
I'm not clear on what you mean. You mean from now until the 14th of February? Well, for the whole year.
Well, just kind of, you know, I'm throwing that out to you. Yeah. What's going on there? Just, I'm giving you a chance to talk. Everybody says you don't talk enough. I thought, well, I'll get Doug to talk a little bit here.
I see a great many things happening. It's like a whirlpool. So many things are happening. People will not be able to keep up with everything. And that's when it's important just to sit down and relax and clear your mind and just move forward with your personal things rather than be distracted by all the things that are happening in the world and in society and your community. So just look after yourself and then the other let the other things look after themselves. So that's my opinion.
Okay. Okay, so there you heard Doug's pronunciation or what's the word?
Prognostication,
yeah. There you go, my friends. Douglas has said it right there. Look out. Watch out. Things are going to happen. Okay. Hey, everybody, we're having a little fun here tonight. And, you know, I'm drinking more cocoa. How about you? I mean, since we've had that show about cocoa and putting in the marshmallows in the cocoa, it's amazing. I just can't stay away from the cocoa. How about yourself?
Do you have marshmallows in them too?
No, unfortunately, you know.
It's not as good.
Max
as
the Wonder Dog
hasn't
picked them up yet.
You know, it's like a fairy godmother not having a magic wand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's get back to the show. Numerology is best used for creating harmony around you. Knowing what your number means is more important than you think. Numerology is all about getting to your primary number. That's that single number that we get down to. Let's talk about numerology tonight and getting to your root number. And we're going to talk a little bit about numbers, just kind of all over the place here about your life path and whatever. I got my pad out here. I'm ready to take down some information as people will help me. But you know what? It's much easier, my friends, if you were to do it. So shall we run through that again? Okay. We'll go to, let's say your name is Bob, B-O-B, okay? Now, oh, I guess I even need to go before that. I need to say, here's how you figure out what number is assigned to what letter. This is different than your life path, which is your month, day, and year of your life, and we can do that in a minute too. And so if you kind of run through this, we'll save me scribbling on this pad all night long. But say your name's Bob, okay? So you take the numbers and the alphabet, you run them out, and you, I can do it myself here now, but you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, and then K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, so number one is A, and number two is B, number three, et cetera, is C. So why don't we write them down here? So we got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. So that should be from 1 to 9. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. I didn't forget. And after I, we have J, which is 1, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, and R is 9. Then we go back to S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Okay, Z ends up to be a number 8. How number 1s are A, J, S. Number 2s are B, K, T. And number 3s are L. Yep, we've got to get my little dyslexia going here. 3, L, and U are number 3. So, okay, you got that. So your name is Bob. So B is a 2. O is a 6. And B is a 2. And it sounds like bingo we're going here. But anyway, 2 plus 6 is 8 plus 2 is 10. And then we add that answer, 1 and 0, which equals 1. So the name Bob comes down to that single digit or 1. That's how you reduce your name down to a single digit. And it's important to get it down there. It starts the way. Now, what you do is you put your first name, and you do that. You put your middle name, or if you have more than one, and then your last name. And you reduce them all to a single digit, and then you add up those single digits for the first name, the second name, and the third name, and then you end up with what would be a primal single digit. Does that make sense? If your name was Bob, and let's go John, and we'll do some numbers on John. John is, let's see, under the J. Where is John? That would be a 1 for J, an O is 6, an H, we're looking at it, where is H? H is an 8, an N, well, that gets, where is an N there? That would be a number 5. So John is 1 and 6. Plus 8 plus 5. So 1 and 6 is 7 and 8. 8 and 7 are 15 and 5 is 20 and that reduces to a 2. Okay, so if your name's Bob and Bob John, you would now add these two single numbers, 1 and 2, to come out with a 3. And that would be your personality number. So you see how you get it, my friends? Adding up your single digits to get to that final single number in your name. It depends how many names you have. If you have two or three names, or maybe you only have one name, you know, it's okay, whatever your name is. Now, some people are thinking, what about I've changed my name, or I have a nickname, or I have a degree, I have a title. That adds to your vibration of your name as well. So if you're a doctor, DR might be what you would add to the name you have. If you're unsure and you want to get to the basic vibration, the name on your birth certificate is basically your primary personality number. So when all else fails, check out the name on your birth certificate and that will be the starting point for your single digit. Now, when you add names to you, say you have a very unusual nickname like Igor or Bubba or, you know, Cutie Pie, whatever that nickname is, you add those vibrations, those numbers to your vibration. That's over and above. The same as if you have a title, professor, doctor, or something that you would normally be called. Adding something to your name changes the vibration at a basic level of your personality. That is the way you appear to other people, the way you interact with people. That's a very important way for you to alter or change your name. Have you ever noticed, Doug, people in California where they have these weird spellings in their name? You know, there'll be like a sort of a name you would spell ordinarily, but they'll change a Y to an I or an I to a Y, or they'll have an extra letter in their name. When I see that, I always wonder if that personality has gone to a numerologist and done the chart and then added a little quirky thing to their name, a different letter, or changed the spelling of their name. So it says the same, but it's a different numerological character. That is something you might see frequently with people in show business. But most commonly, people like you and me, my friends, we just add Mr. or we add Ms. or we might add Dr. or Professor, or we might have that nickname like the Duke. Taking those extra numbers and adding them to your name, provided you're using them all the time, will alter your personality for better or worse. Have you ever seen a woman who has gotten married and she just doesn't like her last name? Have you ever noticed that? That affects her all the time. When she hears that ouchy name, her shoulders might go up. But most importantly, when you watch her signature, her first name will be bigger than her last name. The signature will be Betty, and on the back will be Gesundheit or something like that in really small print. And that is an obvious reference that her name vibration that she's taken on upon herself has been downscaled. It's a resentful thing. She doesn't like it. So that's detracting from that bubbly personality where her name might have been, oh, Betty Boop or Betty, I don't know what, Gina Lola Brigida, something like that. The bigger the name, by the way, the more complicated a person is. So when you have people with unique names, long names, they're really interesting people, and they'll have very unusual characteristics in their life. But again, getting back to the way you perceive yourself with a different name, that will either, you know, make you cringe or make you proud. And by adding something or taking something away, you can change the vibration of your name and how people think about you or how they relate to you. Okay, that's kind of like we can do this on our individual selves, looking at how we're going to get the vibration of our names. And so when you call up my friends, if you've done that already, I'll be able, if you tell me you're a 6 or a 5 or whatever, I can give you some input on that. But the second part of this, and the most important, is your life path number. And that's the day where you say, let's say you're born December, which is the 12th month. You were born on the 30th. Okay, the day was the 30th. And the year that you were born was way back, let's say 1949. Okay, so you have 12 and a 30 and then 1949. You add them up. 1 and 2 is 3. 3 and 0 is 3. 1 and 9 is 10. And 4 is 14. And 9 is 23. And 2 and 3 are 5. So when you add them all up, you get 5, and 3 is 8, and 3 more is 11. That's an extra special number because it's a double 1, a double 2, or sorry, a double 1, 11, excuse me, I'll take it back, 1 and 1, 2 and 2, 3 and 3. Those are double numbers, and they're called master numbers. That also reduces 1 and 1 to 2, and 2 and 2 will reduce to 4, and 3 and 3 will reduce to 6. And here's the kicker about those numbers. They're called octaves. So if you have a 11, a 22, a 33, a 44, something like a 55, those are kind of master numbers, but it allows you to work at a lower or higher octave. Like a person can be an 11 and be what a higher vibration is 11, or they can go at a lower vibration or a 2, and they're still meeting the vibration of their life path. But the 11 will be more outgoing and take more responsibility. The 2 will be more introverted and work at a lower level in society. Another 11 could be out in the public, and the number 2 would be quite comfortable at home. The same with 22 and the same for 33. Sometimes spiritual masters are considered to vibrate with 33. So the life path that you choose is going to reduce to a single digit as well by taking the numerological equivalent of your month, the day you were born, and the year you were born. And we'll do it again. Let's say you were born in January, and you were born on the 11th day, and the year was 2012. Okay, so January is 1, the 11th is 1-1 or 2, and 2-0 plus 1 plus 2 is 2-0, 1 is 3, and 2 is 5. So that gives you the month 1, the day 2, and the year 5, which adds up to 5 and 2 and 1. Well, that comes out to 8. And that's your life path. People who are eight or in the number eights are very interested in corporations and big business. But the number eight also has a pinch in it. And that's where this associates with karma as well. It's, you know, you're always in a pinch, either to be more successful or to be sort of in between things and balances back and forth. You know, it's equal. To be in business, you have to manage the people that you're dealing business with, plus the people you're working with, if you see what I mean by a little bit of a balancer. That's a pretty light interpretation of the number eight. But anyway, we have a number of people lining up in the queue. And so this preliminary talk just now is about how to reduce your name to a single digit. And knowing that number means more than you think it does. And as you begin to look around you, you know, the numbers that make up you are on the documents you own, your license plate, your social security number, or your social insurance number, depending, the numbers on your house. And if you begin to look at the numbers, you'll find, you know, you have repeating numbers all the time. Those are the numbers that you can consider your quote-unquote lucky numbers or fortunate numbers. And as such, when those numbers come up in your life, you are drawn towards them. You like them. And so I know when you're out there and you want to do what's my lucky number and what's the lottery ticket, well, what are the numbers that are resonant with you that keep coming up at random? You know, are the numbers 4 and 8 always showing up in your life? How about the number 3? You see that many times, 4 and 5 times in a day. What does that mean? And we all know about those clocks, and we look at the digital clock and it says 11-11, don't we? Or 12-12 or 4-4-4 or whatever. What does that mean? What's going on there? Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in the show, but we have people lining up here in the to call. We're going to take your call right now, and we're going to talk a little bit about what these numbers mean for you. And also we can talk a little bit about, you know, some of those biblical numbers, those numbers from Scripture, or those numbers from science, or those numbers that are published all the time. What about that one? What's that one, Doug? 666? I mean, that's the most famous adverse number in the world.
Yes.
Did you know that, my friend?
On its head, it's 999.
There you
but
go.
It,
see?
It still adds up to the same number, 9.
There you go.
666 is 18,
and that by
9, and 999 is 27, which is 9, so.
You're getting a little ahead of the show, Doug. But,
oh, sorry.
All numbers, no, that's okay. All numbers that are combinations in themselves that add up to 9. Well, you can cancel them in your chart, and because if you add them all up, you have a big, long bunch of numbers. Quick ways to just forget about the nines, and that won't change the value when you're trying to get down to a reduced digit. But as Doug says, there is the mark of the beast, 666, 999, comes out the same. Numbers are amazing. And why are they amazing? Because they're the vibration, they're the frequency of who you are. And the one thing about mathematics is they are constant. They never change. And so in the world of numerology, as people begin to look out and look around them, they want, what does your life path number add up to? And then again, what does today's date add up to? Well, it's Friday. Let's see. What would that be? You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Well, would that be the fifth day? Or do we have to do FRI or something like that? But say it's the fifth day of the week. Okay, that's five. And the year is, the month is January. That's one. And the year adds up to five again, which we know. That's 11. So today's an 11 day or a 2 day. Now, I don't want you to get to be superstitious. There's no bad numbers. There's no favorable numbers. But there's harmony with the numbers themselves. But as you begin to look around, you'll find that everything can be reduced to a number, or there's a frequency, or there's a value that you hadn't seen before. I don't want you to think you have to rule your life with it, but when you see numbers coming up, it gives you a little heads up, and it prepares you somehow or helps you amplify what's going on. For instance, when I see the number four, four is always the number of industry, hard work, getting things done. The number eight, as I said, is more like corporations and work at a higher level, four being the people out in the plant and eight being the people inside in the office, for instance, who are risking all their money to run the business, still in the same building. But people who are number fours, they just love to work. They love to be on the line. They like to make things. Hard work is their rest time. It's their play time. And so you see people that have a vibration of four, and they like to do work like that, they're in harmony, where somebody else who might be a vibration of three, which is not work, physical labor at all, it's more vocabulary-based, it's conversational, it's talking all the time. So people who have a lot of threes in their life, in their makeup, in whatever, in their life path, they tend to be more in the auditory or vocabulary-based occupations. So you can see how, in that brief example, how sometimes a basic number can be addressed or looked upon, and you'll see similarities around you. This is how you do it, how you prepare yourself for numerology. We're going to talk a little bit about the vowel sounds, too, by the way, and how they have a special number about your soul, but we'll do that in a little bit later in the show. So with that, Doug, you know, we have some people in the queue here. Let's go, and we'll just get into it right away, my friends, and we'll see what your vibration is. The life path is something we can do easy, and again, it's the month, the day, and the year, and so we can talk about that. But if you've already added up your number for your name, and hopefully you got it right, if you have a calculator, that sometimes helps, but anyway, the numbers again: 1JS are number one, BKT are number twos, CLU is number three, DMV is number four, ENW is number five, FOX is six, GPY is seven, HQZ is eight, and I and R are number nine. Okay, and again, if you want to do this yourself, just write out the whole alphabet and just start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and start over again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you'll do that twice, and then you'll only get up to 8 the third time, if you've done it right. If you get up to 9, you've made a little boo-boo there, my friends. Okay, so let's call upon Paul and say,
The name, the date is a life path. What is the name again? What does that represent?
That's a personality. That's a personality vibration. This is the one that can be changed a bit. You can add to it, or you can what's the word? You can add to it or subtract to it. If you,
okay.
You know, when I was younger, I used to call myself Doug all the time. And that was more prominent. And if somebody called me Douglas, I'd always correct them and say, no, it's Doug. And now that I'm older, and I have a son named the same as me, I don't mind being called Douglas. Matter of fact, I like it. And so I'm Douglas and he's Doug. And that's how we tell the difference. He prefers Doug. So you'll find yourself being comfortable. But when you want to blow up, you want to expand, you know, you want to be more than you are. An easy way to do that, my friends, is say your whole name all the time. Write out your whole name when you're signing something. Use your whole name. And that's a secret I learned years ago, that if you call yourself by your whole name, you are living up to your potential, your true potential in your vibration of your personality. So want to change yourself and see how it works? At first, it might feel a little awkward. And that's because you're at a different vibration. After a while, when you refer to yourself with all your names, your three names or four names, you will find it'll be comfortable. And when you feel comfortable, that means you've made that shift. You're in a higher vibration level. So that's the personality name, or what you radiate out, the world you want to be in. And you can change that one. The life path one, you can modify it, but it's kind of, that's where you are. This is the path you've chosen. It's like a soul decision here. So where are we going to go next, Paul?
We are going to Manhattan, Dr. Douglas. We've got Melvin on the line.
Hello, Dr. Douglas.
Good evening, Melvin.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Okay, how are you? Long time. I've been a while since I've called in. Happy New Year to you and Doug. I've already done the calculation. I know my birth path, which is my date of birth, adds up to a 2, and my name adds up to a 1. And it's very interesting that this year for me is, I believe, a 2-year. So I'm curious, how do you calculate your 2-year, your year? Is it from your birthday to your birthday, or from the beginning of the calendar year in terms of the vibration?
I think from your birth. That's a good question. So you've alluded to the fact that this is a 2-year for you. And again, mm-hmm. from the first year you were born, when you came into, let's say, that 1949, which adds up to 23, which reduces to 5, that would be a 5-year. So for you, if you just want to take it straight in, 1949 is a 5-year, then you would be in the vibration of 5 for that year, the next year 6, you know, 1950, et cetera. There are some people who take the year, which adds up to a 5, or in this case a 23, and they would subtract the number from the year. So 1949 adds up to 23, and then they would put the base number, which adds up to 5, and they would take 5 away from 23, and that would give them 18, and they'd add 1 and the 8, and they'd be 9. Okay, so that's another way of determining your life path personally to yourself. That might sound a little complicated, but the point being is that as your life path, I think you said, was a 2, and, and this year it adds up to a 5, so you could add them together and get another vibration of 7.
Actually,
so you have
no,
the year vibration of 5.
This year adds up to a 7, so 2023, that will be a 5, and 2 will be a 7.
Yeah,
so
okay. So sorry, I missed a miscalculation. Yeah.
This is
fine. I'm looking at all the numbers on my pad, and I'm overwriting them, so I'm scribbling. Okay, so 5 and 2 is a 7. So the life path or the vibration of this year would be as a 7. That would be the influence of a 7 while you're working into it. So the point being is that, what does that mean? Well, the 7 is a secret number. It's supposed to be a fortunate number. 7 is you win or lose, you know, and it's a lucky number. You can win on in playing those games with dice, or you can lose on them, depending on the number seven. But basically, it's a seeker's year and a number that that everybody would look for. Look towards is the vibration of that number seven being a seeker's number. Makes sense. But as a number two, were you an 11 before you became the two, or did it reduce down?
No, it would be obtaining the universal year plus my month and day of birth would give me a two. So that's
okay.
how I arrived at my personal year for this year would be a number two. And the fact that my name adds up to a two would be significant. So that would be interesting in terms of what it brings. But thank you for clarifying that it goes from your birthday to your birthday as opposed to the calendar year. Everybody, that's different. How does that work out for people then who are born in December? That's kind of...
Say that again.
I said that must be tough for people who are born in December if it goes from birthday to birthday because you're coming to the end of the year and you're literally into a different vibration for than following year.
Well, then you look forward, right? I mean, it's a matter that the vibration moving into and one is past. So if you're in the middle of the year, it's kind of like you're halfway there, but always moving forward would be the way to look at that. And yeah, I'm born in December. It's a pretty difficult time, you know. You get your birthday present and your Christmas present at the same time. It was two for one. Everybody
knows
there's
big, big presents that you get, of course. Expensive presents.
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Anyway, so... but that's a good observation of Warden at the end of December. But always looking forward. So as you've said, it gets to be a science, and there are charts where people can make a diamond chart with the numbers. And I'm not going to get into that today because it's a little too complicated. But this would be the vowels, the consonants, and and on a timeline and the year and things like that. So. Going into more understanding the vibration of numbers, you can find out there in the world charts on how to put the numbers together for you and get a clearer point of view. We're just having some fun tonight, though. But the point being is that moving forward from the time you were born, you're in a year, but the vibration carries forward, not backwards. So if that answers your question, that's what I'm looking at.
Okay, gives me a sense, insight. Thank you very much.
But remember, you know, this is just the clothing you wear, right? What's inside is more important. How your intuition works and what you're made up, and how you're going to use those numbers. I mean, as I said before, an 11 is a higher octave than a 2, but a 2 is personally comfortable. Number 2 gets along with everybody. There's something, always seeing both sides of the question, relationships and the ability to deal with people is always a forte of a number two, similar to a number four who loves to work. Give me an assembly line, you know, give me some sandpaper and a saw, you know, let me work with my hands. Or people are very industrious. They like the bulldoze. They like the big machines. They're always busy. So give me some idea about those basic numbers. But anyway, have you done your own chart before? And are you up on that?
Yeah, but I haven't gone to the degree you're talking about, the 5-point to start. That sounds very interesting. If you have some books that you can recommend that are much more in-depth, that would be very welcome.
Well, okay, but no, I can't do that on air, and I can't do it. Nothing comes to mind. But if I find out more, what we'll be doing is we'll talk a little bit more. We'll have something coming out in the next email or something like that. We'll see if we can. We were to have somebody here, a numerologist tonight, but it didn't work out. So we're more than pleased if anybody's a numerologist, give us a call and come on, we'll let you promote your book here. No problem. So that's an inducement, you know, for anybody out there. But it's something to study. It's something to look at. And as you get a good feel for the numbers than when you can graduate to, I'll throw this out there, that every day has a number and the year is broken down into 7 segments of about 53 days. So you go from whatever your birthday and you go forward, or you go from the day one of the year, but you break the year down into these segments. I think they're about 52 or 53 days, and there's 7 of them, and you begin to, you know, find out about them and understand them, and then you go through the one is the beginning, and the building and meeting people and getting in front of personalities and judges, or going for a job interview. And then the 7th cycle, which is the last part of the year, that's a time to be breaking down, to get rid of old things like that, to renovate yourself or renovate what's going on in the year. And those particular cycles of life, if you look for them, there's a very good book out there, Cycles of Life and Fate, with the Rosicrucians or Amwork. I don't have any affiliation with them, and it's such a popular book. That's something that gets more into the cycles of life and the numbers, which is a little heavier than what we're talking here about the basic understandings of simple numerology. But those are complicated, but the studies have been for centuries. And so this is, you know, it's like there's nothing new under the sun if you keep looking every day. Sooner or later, you have all the inferences, the collection, the knowledges, the innuendos, and you put them together in one place, and you get a fuller, bigger picture, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. So I'll recommend that one to you. And
the Cycles of Life,
Cycles of Life, Amwork, or Rosicrucian stuff. Okay, well, listen, thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you very much,
Chad. It's a delight. Don't be long until next time. Okay. Happy New Year to you. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Paul, where are we going next?
We're going all the way across the ocean to London, England, and Sue is on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. We can hear you loud and clear.
I was born with my name an 11. But I'm now a 6 in my name, and my life path is a.
I didn't get the life path is what?
4.
Okay, so I was just talking about people who are number 4s. They're very busy and industrial people, and it works both ways. Really hard, or really you don't want to do anything. I don't think number 4s are ever sit on their hands kind of people. So do you find yourself always needing to do something and always wanting to get things done and going, you know, the extra step or two? Sue?
I'm someone that always gets things done. But I certainly like taking time out for myself. So what's the difference between your life plan numbers and your name numbers? Do they guide different things?
What was your name number again?
My current name number is 6.
And before you were married or whatever, it was what? 11 or something?
No, born. I was born at 11.
Oh, sorry. Okay, same thing, meaning different. Well, your base vibration is 11 that you were born in, and as you change and you kind of went down a little, you went down to a 6, if I can call it up or down, there's more potential in what you're doing, and you should do more, meaning reach a little higher. Things get easy for you, and as a number 6, that would be a lot of things, meaning homebody, where you are comfortable, you know, easy. You like somewhat to be things in order and to have a nice home life, or it's comfort. Also a little bit of legal stuff in there, and also some, you know, 6 is a double of 3, so that's a communication number as well. So it allows you to talk, but because it's talk to people and communicate very well with people. But as an 11, that would be a little stronger number where you can call upon that. It's kind of like your secret weapon, you know, those extra hidden talents you have. And so you could boost the 6 by either the 11 being a number 2, which would take it from 6 to 8, or it can be very comfortable at home by yourself, or you can be very comfortable out in the public and talking or doing something that would be meaningful. So you have that. That's the difference, is to have these two vibrational levels. But one you're feeling more comfortable in, that's the one you'll stay in. Which one do you think is more comfortable for you?
Oh, it's hard to say, really. I certainly like a comfortable home life. I don't have a problem talking. But for some reason, you know, without even opening my mouth, sometimes I threaten people or, I don't know, intimidate. I don't know. It's an energy that nothing I do is just something to do that comes off of me. And I'm quite a warm person.
But you have an air about you of importance and you're no nonsense, and people think you're looking right through them because your intuition is highly developed as well.
Yeah.
So that's what they feel.
Yeah, and that's my gut feeling.
Okay.
They would never say that.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever say that.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you, in order to close that down when you're in that environment and you're feeling, uh-oh, here comes that feeling again, put your hands across your abdomen, just below your bust and above your navel. Just hold that part. That's the solar plexus. Just put your hands there as if you're, you know, just resting your hands, and that will shut you down. In other words, there won't be that telegraph of intuition or clairsentient ability going back and forth. It'll close you down, and that will be that people will feel. They won't feel any prodding or your intuition, you know, kind of like a blind man reaching out in the dark, or, you know, trying to feel his way through the room. That's kind of what your intuition or your clairsentient ability for everybody is. So if as soon as you close it off, you know, shut the portal, what happens is the people don't feel that probing inside psychic or intuitive energy. Now, you're not doing this on purpose. This is just how you are. Everybody has that intuition going out there. So, but you're more pronounced and more efficient at that. And so when you say people are feeling something about you, they really are. They're feeling that energy. So again, just fold your hands across your tummy and just above your solar plexus. And you're kind of like, ho-hum, yeah, this is nice. And you'll feel yourself get a little warmer. You'll feel yourself calm down as well. And you won't be on guard kind of thing. Because when you're doing that, when you walk into a room, you know, you want to know. You look around, you see everything, you see everyone. And that's what people are perceiving from you too, that you're aware and that you're just really adjusting where you are. You're trying to feel or sense where, you know, where everything is. You don't want to be surprised. But they can feel that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And I find yes, I find it very difficult connecting with like-mindedness, people that don't feel threatened. Yeah, I find that difficult.
Well, as I said, you close down the porthole, so to speak, on your tummy, and then you just, in your mind's eye, fill the place up with pink candy floss candy kind of energy or light or visualization. And that pink energy, that pink color will make everybody calm. Even when you walk into environments where everybody's grumpy a little bit, maybe they're working in an office, you can walk in and just, you know, sort of go in your mind, ho-hum, yum-yum, you know, what's going on here, boo-boo-boo. And everything will shift in the office. It will change. It's almost like magic, but it isn't. Basically, it's people working and they're combating with each other. The energy's bouncing off them, off the walls, if you will. And so it just takes one person like you who's a a broadcaster of energy, so to speak, and they feel that. It's kind of like a cool breeze goes through a room. You ever felt that? You know, you're in a warm room and all of a sudden somebody opens a window or door and you can feel the breeze gently go by. Well, it's the same as with this calming, soothing energy. But you have to do it. And the best way is just kind of hum a little bit or a little bit of mime a word or something that's peaceful. But in your mind, you're seeing this unfolding or this candy cotton or this pink energy or cloud that's going through the room. And then you leave, you know, and everybody will be okay for a while and then it'll wear off. You come back a few hours later, they're back to normal, banging heads.
Is that the 11 that's doing that?
I beg your pardon?
Is that the 11 energy that's causing
Yes. Yeah, okay. The higher octave.
It's almost like it's hidden as
That's
well.
Right.
So people, yeah. That would make sense.
Well, again, Well, you can play with it. And again, the more aware you are, it's like somebody who's able to lift weights. They can go over and wow everybody by picking up a heavy weight that nobody else can pick up. But to them, it isn't a heavy weight because they're used to it. And so when somebody sees you doing those things that you're used to, it's impressive. But, you know, to you, it's like, gee, that was nothing. You know, everybody was upset at the party or somebody was, visiting the country and there was this hubbub going around in the community. And it's just like, just wave it off. And it changes temporarily. I mean, you can have influence, again, sort of like a cool breeze going through a room, everybody will feel the relief of it, and then they'll get used to it, and then they won't pay any attention to it. It's the same.
And
but that's the ability you have.
Yeah, I think I was told I'm the truth teller, and people don't like it. They can feel it.
So, That's unfortunate because, you know, people who are popcorn kind of people, when you see something, I'm likewise, I can't keep quiet. I just, I say things and then I say, why did I say that? My gosh. Well, it's because my brain recognized intuitively something and then I just said it. And so one has to be on guard. So if you put your hands across your tummy, you're telling yourself, settle down, it's okay. And then people, you can become invisible, and you might want to try that, where you're standing in a room and you put your hands over your solar plexus, and then all of a sudden people aren't looking at you. They're walking by you. They're oblivious to you standing there, and you become invisible. Try that. That's fun.
Sometimes when I walk in, I get a lot of awareness, and that's probably because I'm broadcasting something.
Exactly. So even before you go in the room, that's when you put one hand on your tummy and you say, like, okay, shutting down, but it'd be hard for you to do because when you walk in, you want to know where everything is. You don't want to be surprised. You want to know where everything is, from the floor, you can see the rug, the cover of the rug, to the ceiling, the lights, and you take that all in such a swath of information, it would make other people dizzy, but then you're comfortable because you're not going to be surprised. You know where you are. You know what's going to happen. And people who are forward-looking or developing their intuition are like that all the time. You can't help it. It's just the way you are. It's like a soldier walks into a place already. He's looking for cover. He wants to know where the lights are, where the door is. If somebody comes through the door, what's going to happen? He's on alert. And then after he's out of the service for a while and things become more accustomed, he loses that alert, that feeling of just conscious awareness of everything, letting nothing go out of his attention. People are intuitive the same thing. And after a while, you get to, if you're in a comfortable setting, you know where everything is, well, then you're comfortable. And the next step after that is boredom. You have to get something going all the time in your mind because your mind will get to a level of comfort, but then you need that extra, excitement of what else is out there, what your mind is probing all the time. But somewhere between those two extremes, that's where you are. And you know, if you try those things, you'll have some fun with it. Make sense?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
How far away from London proper is Sweden or Swindon? It's west of London, I think.
Sweden is
Swindon
a country.
Or Swindon or
Swindon?
No, not Sweden.
Two-hour drive.
The city of... Yeah, 2 hours? How do you say that? Is it?
Swindon.
Am I saying it incorrectly? That's the name, Swindon?
Sweden is a country. Swindon is a city in England.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. My family comes from there, apparently.
Yes,
so one day, well, that's just a, was that a 10-minute walk from London? Ha, ha, ha. I understand it used to be a big rail center at one time.
It's not a really pretty place to go to. Really.
Okay, well, there's something more, you know, like... There we go. Anyway, I did one of those ancestry things, and apparently the Cottrell family hailed from that part of or somebody did anyway. And then I think there's someone at Canterbury. There's a rock or a brick, I should say, with a name on it. I should be more specific, but anyway, I'm just finding out more about my heritage. I've been to Manchester. Flying in and out, and that's about as I did make it back to England. My grandfather, my father's side, was first generation, so I'm third. But I did make it home for a brief stay there.
At Canterbury, of the anyway. Offices. So wherever, if you look on a map where Swindon is, Canterbury is the opposite side of the country. So it's probably...
There you go.
4 hours, directly, almost directly opposite, but the far side of the country.
Okay. Well, yeah. Someday I'll make it to Piccadilly or whatever, and stand outside the palace, you know, see if the king is, how's it, I'm just being curious, how is it with leaving the thing that, from the queen to the king? Is it still difficult to say things like that, or is it just, now it's okay? I have trouble saying, you know, we say the queen... And then we go, no, it's King Charles now. But is it?
They will slowly start changing things. But the mail trucks still have Her Majesty. It will change to His Majesty. And they will change the logos and everything and the money. And slowly everything will change. But they're not going to change things right away until everything starts to break down. And when they get new ones, they'll start changing it. But
okay.
It's been a cold winter, so I don't think many people have been out and about, really. So I haven't really noticed. And he hasn't had his coronation yet. So slowly it will change and evolve.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll be looking in from over here on the other side of the pond, as they say. But I've always felt close to him all my whole life. I always felt, for some reason, I don't know, I felt a little sorry for him when they sent him off to Australia to... shake hands with everybody, I guess. And then, but always I felt a little something about him that I've known him, although we've never met. But anyway, we're both old men
now,
so
I know.
We'll move on.
That know him personally, and they said that he's a nice man, a little bit grumpy, but a nice man.
Okay. Well, if my schedule was booked up 2 years in advance every day, I'd be grumpy too, let me tell you. But anyway, pleasure talking with you tonight.
Take care.
Okay. It's really late where you are, I guess. It's about, 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock? Okay. Where are we going next, Paul?
We are going down to sunny Florida, and we're going to be speaking with Allison.
Hello, Allison.
Hi there.
Hi,
you
Allison.
You hear me okay? Hi.
We can.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I don't really have a question because I study numerology for many many, many years. And,
okay, good.
I'm not an expert, but definitely a work in knowledge.
Okay.
So.
Well, we'll just put you to work here for the rest of the show.
Please. I would like that. Put me to work. I need that.
Okay.
I'm retired, and I miss being productive in society.
Okay, so what's keeping you home? Why can you go out? Is it okay to go out and do things, or answer problems?
I have some
really
serious health issues going on right now that are affecting all of my life, and that's all I'm going to say. But I know the birth name. You know, Glenys McCants is fantastic. She's a numerologist who everyone should know that name. But in my case, I know my birth path is a 4, and my name reduces to a 9. My full birth name reduces to a 9, and so does the attitude number, which is the birthday and the birth month and birth date is the attitude number. So I have a 9 twice, and I have a 4, which is about as...
That sounds like you should be doing something.
It's not lightweight. It's not lightweight. It's pretty intense.
No.
So anyway.
That's right.
And my birth year and the universal year always match. So I am going into a 7 on my birthday, which is in March. So that's not a bad number for me, but it definitely is challenging because I have unknowns right now in my life based on other people's decisions.
Oh,
not
gosh.
Not just in mine, but yeah. So everything
that
I
must
need
be difficult
in my life
for
is,
you.
Oh, it's painful. I'm going to be 66 in March, and my new landlords will dictate the new rent, and you know, I may have to move based on that, and I need surgeries, and so there's a lot of stuff that's outside my control. But I was just listening, and I was just thinking, man, I just want to go home. The big home in the sky.
Well, I understand.
Anyway, so. Because I am not in a good state of health or situation for my age. And I'm retired, so, you know, I have to live on a really fixed income, too. So, anyway, that's kind of the...
Okay, well, first of all, you've always managed to get so far in your life, here you are. And, you know, the landlord's going to...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'm just saying to keep in your mind that you have a whole lot of experience. And when you get to a situation where here you are, where you've been active all your life and now you're feeling, you know, confined you're at the whim of other people. Well, that's when the spiritual self, you choose not to be in that situation. And by that I mean every day's the same. There's an attitude of the same every day. And you can easily slide into or slip into a state of, oh, I'm tired, I've had enough, and let me go home.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
At that moment in time, before that happens, because that can go in, you can go home anytime, right? Anybody can choose to go home, they go home. So before that happens, you say to yourself, you know what? I'm not going to take this. I never had to do this before. And you know what? Maybe this is going to be an exciting time. Maybe I'm going to get in some good trouble. Maybe I'm going to be a little mischievous like I used to be. And that opens up the door to something unfamiliar so that every day no longer is the same as yesterday. And that gives you something to hope for and also allows you to be a little in control now. And that means simply,
no,
I am
the master. No, I understand what you're saying. I've moved about 63 or 64 times in my life. I'm not really, no relation to the military. Yeah, and I'm 65. 1 year I moved like 8 times.
That's one.
And so it's not like I'm, and I lived abroad as well and traveled really, really broadly. So it's not like I'm in any sort of it's not like I have anything else I really feel I need to do in life, but my health is so in need of medical intervention again, and this happened last year, it needs to happen again, and my health will demand 5 years of surgery and recovery, assuming that I make the recovery. I'm going to be 66 in 2 months, less than 2 months. Mm. When you know that your next 5 years are going to be nothing but medical operations and recuperation, that is definitely a whole different way to enjoy, quote unquote, your senior golden years. And I'm not putting anything on it. I just have to say whatever you're saying doesn't apply here. I have to choose.
Well, all I'm thinking.
You know.
Yeah.
Whether to spend.
I understand.
The next 5 years.
Quality
in
of
a bed.
Quality of life for quality.
Quality of life.
So that's everything. It's quality versus quantity, and I understand that.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is
absolutely.
That if you choose, so if you choose something, that's where it starts with something small. But I was suggesting if you moved all these times, you've had a heck of a life. Wow. Have you moved around the state or different states?
I am so not your normal, conventional person. No, I am not that person. And again, this is all a very, very strange life I've led. Started moving when I was a very, very young person, with my family, my parents. So this has just always been very natural to me. But when you get to be, when I got to be in my late 60s, because I never had, anyway, it doesn't matter, because nothing in my numerology suggests like the five year. It's always about adventure and moving and, drama and upheaval and, throwing caution to the wind. I have a 4 life path, which is pretty much about being rooted. But anyway, I just feel that my numerology doesn't really always reflect my life. Anyway, let's go.
Well, that's right. It's not geared to, it's not that it's flexible, put it that way. What I was thinking is, if you know about numerology, you could be doing readings for people in numerology. That would be a little extra income. But
your mind needs to be challenged
all the time.
No. Nobody cares what I have.
No, I don't believe that.
No, that is
I don't believe
true.
That.
That is absolutely
you know, you must
true.
You know a lot of
ask
stuff, right?
Parents.
You've been around.
Ask my parents if they cared.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. But you're one of those people that, what do you call those people? You know, these trekking around, you know, in the world, you go, that's a lot of moving. That's a lot of neighborhoods. That's a lot of people you've seen. Wow.
Yeah. All around different states and abroad. I've traveled abroad. I've lived abroad. I've traveled within America from coast to coast. Part of that was because I was a child and I had to go where my parents, forced me to go. I mean? It's like,
scary.
You know, when you're a child, scary. You have to go where your parents force you to go. So, anyway, so, you know, but at a certain point in my particular case, I love to travel. It's in my blood. It's in my wiring. But it's really exhausting when you do it. Because these are moves I made on my own. It's not like I'm hiring movers. Most of it is on my own. And anyway, that's not really actually not the point. The point is that at a certain point when something more important than a new place to live, when your life is health and you need the attention to continue to live, not only a doctor or a surgeon can provide, then your priorities shift. It's no longer about moving, but it's about, I need to put down roots so I can save my life because my health is that bad. So that's kind of what put the crimp on moving, to be honest.
But you have had a remarkable life in terms of life experience and travel and meeting everything. You've experienced many lifetimes in your one single life in terms of what most people experience.
Absolutely, but you know how lonely that feels. I've met people who have never left their state, their hometown. The country, I have met people all over who have no idea what, and by the way, I just want to add to this, all these moves I made were on my own. It wasn't like I had a partner, it wasn't like I had a child, it was all me nomadically, nomad. Nobody ever understands what that feels like. And that's so lonely. I am not, I'm just kind of putting this out there because the number 9 is really strong in my numerology, and that's old soul. And it's also damage from your family, wounding from your family, karma from your family. That's what the 9 is. And it's so hard to heal that when everyone around you is kind of just like on Twitter and social media. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. I'm not that person, but a lot of people are now. You know what I mean? It's the culture. It's like Twitter and social media is like a whole other universe.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're glad that you came on the show tonight. We have to go to some other callers here. But I've moved around myself, and I can relate to what you're saying. Uh-huh. It's always having to make friends, always something new. So, but anyway, we wish you well, and you might want to join on Sunday. We go to the International School of the Prophets. internationalschoolofprophets.com, and Doug is the minister there, and you might want to get some healing energy. Okay. Try that out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Take care, my dear.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you, Allison.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Every so often, an individual appears who can demonstrate the ability to access the dimension known as the Akashic Field. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is one such individual. The field is like a celestial library of all our thoughts and actions. Since the dawn of time, science is demonstrating that through this energetic field, our minds are connected to one another despite our perception that we're all separate. This is why the great religions of the world teach respect, compassion, and tolerance. They depict the field as the book of life, the source of inventions, inspiration, and insight. In the book, Conversations with the Akashic Field, Dr. Cottrell offers you practical advice from the Akashic Field so you may live a life of peace and prosperity. Go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and click on Shop. There you'll find books, meditation, and other spiritual advancement materials.
You think about you and your family's health every minute, every day, not just when sick. We believe healthcare should bring results and rejuvenate the body. That's why Dr. Douglas James Cottrell compiled some of his best tips from his readings into a book, The Complete New Age Health Guide, Volume 1. From nutrition, anti-aging, and skincare to serious disorders and diseases like autism, PTSD, and cancer. Find out more at DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or buy a copy on Amazon today.
You're listening to the Global Village International Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. Call in and ask a question about tonight's topic at area code 718-766-4421. That's 718-766-4421. Now, once again, here's Dr. Douglas James Cottrell.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to the Global Village Radio Show being broadcast worldwide. And we welcome everyone, especially our friends who are across the seas and in faraway places. And also for those people who are listening to the show here in its archived version around the clock. So tonight we're talking about numerology, and also we've talked a little bit about the cycles of life. We talked to somebody in England my grandparents' stomping grounds type of thing. And we've talked a little bit about this lady in Florida who's been on a world stage, what would you call it, one of those Star Trekking people on the world. And so we're looking to talk a little more about what's going on in your life and the numbers and how they, matter of fact, influence your life. And as you know, we've had some people who are very knowledgeable about the numbers, and they've gone to charts. And I encourage you to check out your numbers. Tonight, your basic number is your month, day, and the year you were born. You reduce them all to numbers, the month from 1 to 12, the day of the month, and the year adds up from 2000, let's say this year, 2023 is 2023, which adds up to a 7. That's how get the basics. I know I've already said that before, so I want you to get the most out of it as you possibly can. So I think we're going to head up over to Chicago soon too, Paul. You know, where else we go on? Mexico, and then we're going to the 307, and we got some people listening in the 773, and we have Carol in Houston. We have, is that Allison in the 303 in Florida? Is that the caller? Yeah, that's the caller we already spoke to. Thank you, Allison, for listening. Amazing life you've had, as Doug was alluding to. Me too. I've traveled a bit, and I know the when you're all by yourself and you're in those places, you can't just lean over and say to somebody, hey, which way is it? You know, which gate is it to the airplane? You got 5 minutes to be there. But anyway, where are we going next, Paul?
We're going to gate number 4, Douglas. We're going to New Mexico, and Melinda is on the line there.
Hello, Melinda.
Hi, Dr. James Cottrell. What an interesting show. I want to real quickly ask you that I spoke with you 2 months ago about an event, and I send you an email. I know you got lots of people emailing you, and I'm gonna put in the subject line my name. Hopefully, I know you're coming. You're gonna have two events. Hopefully, maybe you and your friend here can come. It's be in the area.
Okay, you're talking about when I'm in Texas next month. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and it's in Fort Worth, Texas. And you can go to my website and click on and find out all about the workshop or the conference, I should say. It's going to be extra special, and it's going to be just wonderful. So I hope to see you there, you and your friend.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you, since you were in the area, if I'm possibly going to have an event the next day or the next day after that, maybe y'all can make it to my event.
Oh, what's your event?
Yeah. Well, it's like more like a small pre-grand opening of my project. And I would like you to have a guest speaker. I haven't decided the whole nine yards. I will send you an email. It's going to go in air, but...
Okay.
So I just wanted, because I know y'all going to be there, and I did look at it. I mean, I would encourage people to go there. I'm sure they can talk to you about the numbers as well, like today and then the Jesus Sweet story y'all had last month.
Well, it's okay. we're just having some fun with numbers. This isn't quite what I do all the time, but send me an email to info@douglasjamescottrell.com. And that's my son's address, our business address, email info@douglasjamescottrell.com, and make the proposal or whatever you are looking for me to say or do, whatever, and we'll consider it.
That's really nice.
What's
the
your question
for tonight? So my question is not desperate. Please, what do you ever see like the fairy? Not the fairy tale. Like, do you see marriage for me in the future? My number I got is, I'm not quite sure right now. Let me see. I had it wrong, but A plus 14 is one single number.
Well, 14 reduces to 5. Mm-hmm.
And then plus
what's your life path number? What's your month that you were born in?
November.
Okay, that's 11. Uh-huh. What's it? 03, and what's the year?
77.
Say again?
The 2-7 equals...
Yeah, these...
14.
Oh, you add these up, it comes to 24, and then 6 is what that comes to, and then you put the year underneath it. So whatever, 1990 or whatever, put that underneath there and add the 6 to it. So whatever the year is, just add the four numbers of the year plus 6, and that'll give your life path number. So it's okay, you don't have to tell what your year here now, but... that will be your life path number. Can you figure out what it is?
Yes.
Okay, what is it? What's the number?
5.
Okay. So 5 is a number that likes travel, interested in politics. Also, you can look really like a model, or you can look just like an ordinary person who's going to play volleyball or something like that. So there's those two levels. The one is to look very sophisticated, and the other is to look very ordinary. But the number 5 also is divided by 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. So the numbers 4 and 1 is hard work for yourself, number one is ego. And again, 2 and 3 is decisions and talkative. Being able to talk and also to relate to people and be involved in people. And relationships are really important. But number five can be a lonely number. You know, people like to travel and like to do things, and they have a good self-image. But if you want to get married, all you got to do is choose it and then make yourself as, what can we call it, enticing or as flirtatious as you possibly can. Number fives like to travel the world. They like politics. That doesn't mean they're going to run for office, but you know, and the politics are local. They're not necessarily red or blue or green, whatever it is. Make sense?
Yes. That's beautiful. But now going to my question, do you see any marriage for me in the future? Not
yes, I do. I say you got to look good, and you know, pretend you're going fishing. You know, you're going out there in public every day. You look attractive. In your mind, you're hoping somebody's going to come up and open the door for you, or talk to you, or offer you to buy you a coffee or something. You have to keep that in your mind, that somebody's going to give you something today. Okay, like open the door or be, you know, nice to you, or offer to buy a coffee, or come up and talk to you. And that, by putting out that magnet out there, people will come. They'll look at you like, gee, what's going on with her? You know, like, wow, she's pretty cute. Okay, so you got to put that in your mind, and then you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. And when somebody comes up and says, so do you have the time? You don't just give it, say, well, you look at your phone and say, yeah, it's 2:15. Well, you know, you go like, well, sure, I got the time if you got the place, or you got a coffee, or, you know, you flirt a little bit. You might be a little shy on that, but if you get some clever words like that when somebody asks you something, then you'll do okay. You know, how to, you know, say, yeah, I sure. Did you know where there's a nice, you know, Starbucks around here? And the person, the fellow or whatever will say, yeah, there's one around the corner. Say, well, could you show me where it is? You know? Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll let you go. If he says no, that means he's married or he's got something else to do. But if he says, sure, I can show you that, well, then you say, okay. He's now doing me a favor. He's taking me to Starbucks. Now he's coming. He's going to show me where the place is. And the next thing you say to him when you get there is, may I buy you a coffee? Would you like to join me? What do you drink? You know, what's your favorite coffee? See how easy that is?
Yeah. That's fun.
Okay. There are lots of other women out there who will tell you their favorite, you know, what we call it. I would say they're hooks, you know, for their way to get men. I was talked to an older lady once, and she's looking for gentlemen. And you know what she did? She went to Home Depot, mm-hmm. and when she would see a man that looked attractive in the aisle, she would go and stand where the screwdrivers were, and she'd walk over to him and say, so can you tell me, there's two different kinds of screwdrivers. One's kind of square, and the other one's got a star on it, and the other's flat. What are they called? And then, oh, yeah, well, this is a Robinson, and, you know, that's a Phillips, and this is a flathead, and, you know, this is a whatever, whatever. Oh, really? Wow. That's amazing, you know. Sure wish I had a man like you around my house. I'm all by myself. Hint, 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 hint.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You women are clever. Mm.
That is
Go
very
ahead.
True. That's just real quick. As you're looking at me right there, you know, and I'm glad you gave the number. Would he be very kind? Like, I don't want him to be a cheater. Like, if he would only love me, no one else.
Yeah, well, that you don't worry about until you get there. Okay, don't worry about what city you're going to live in or what house you're going to move into. Now, wait till everything has time. First is he respectful? Is he courteous? Does he remember you? You know, when he says he's going to be there at 5, he shows up at 4:45? Or does he show up at 5:30? You know, guys, I got to take it. I'm really bad. I get caught up in things and you know, oops, I'm late, you know, oh, well, it's okay, she won't mind. Well, yes, you do mind, and you have to say that. Say, no, I've been waiting here for 15 minutes. You didn't call me, whatever. You know, you got to be, you know, and you insert yourself. Like, don't do that again. You know, well, yes, ma'am, three bags full. Yes, you're right. And the next time he'll remember. But anyway, that's down the line. You know, that's trick number 12. But right now, we just want to get to meet him and see what he's all about. And just respect and courtesy. And then you watch. And if you get treated, you know, like that hugging all the time and he brings you a little something, that's fine. And if he's a little slow or sluggish, you tell him. And say, you know, when I see you, I would really like a, you know, an apple or something. Or when you come, I'd like a little surprise present all the time. You know, and no matter what he brings you, like a piece of chocolate bar, or he brings you a, you know, some cough drops, whatever he gives it to him. You don't say, ooh, I don't do that. You say, thank you very much. It's so nice of you to be mindful and remembering. And you throw it away. But, okay, that's the tricks. That's the tricks. That signals to a guy that you're interested, you're open to some affection, and that there are rules. He has to be courteous and mindful of your time and respectful. And if that happens, then you just give them the test of time and see how things keep going. Don't rush anything. It's easy to get into something. It's really hard to get out of it. Right? Okay.
Very true. Well, so, nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. We'll see you in Texas, maybe. Okay.
Exactly. Be on the lookout. It's coming soon. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page, and it's on my homepage on DouglasJamesCultural.com. So, okay, see you there. Take care.
Okay.
And good luck, good fishing, good hunting, whatever the saying is. Anyway, okay, take care. Bye-bye for now.
Good luck.
Okay, where are we going to go next, Paul?
Well, Douglas, we're going down to Texas. We've got Carol, who is standing by in Houston.
Next. Uh-huh. Hello,
Hi,
Carol.
Good evening. Hi, Dr. Cottrell. How are you?
Good evening. So far, okay. Yeah, not too bad.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the show very much tonight.
Thank you. You got your numbers all lined up here?
Yes, I do. I ended up being a double. My personality number is a 1, and my life path number is also a 1. And so I wanted and find out, you know, just what synergies there might be with having both of my numbers as 1, and if there's some kind of an amplification, seeing 1 in both sides of the conversation tonight.
Well, that's a good. We'll just expand on that a little bit, and then I'll get you the answer to that. When everybody does their name and they write the numbers above the letters in your name, another tip is to denote how many times the same number comes up. And so, what you do is you write the numbers 1 to 9 in a vertical column, and then you go over your name, and if you go let's say, yeah, I'll go DouglasLAS. So there's 4, 6, what is U? 7, I think. No, U is, trying to do this from memory. U is 3. G is, I haven't done this in a long time now. G is 7. L is 6. And A is 1. And S is 1. So in Douglas, I have 1 number 4, so I would put a mark in beside the number 4. 1 number 6, I'd put that one, and then number 3, I guess. And then 7, 1, and then 6 is 1. And then I have 2 number 1s in the last, so I would put 2 little dots beside my name. So I would have 2 1s, and then I have 1, 3, 1, 7, 1, 6, 1, 4, et cetera. But you look for the double upping of numbers. So sometimes you might have 4 number 1s, or you might have 3 number 3s. 1 or 2 is kind of normal. But when you get to 3 or more numbers are the same in your name, that starts to take on a little extra vibe. And some people I know have 4 and 5 letters the same in their name. Mm-hmm. And that makes them, that's, to be good is like between 2 and 3. And then when you start to go to 4 or 5, you then become overly balanced, and that becomes a bit of a liability. And so somebody who has 1 or 2 number 3s in their name, that means they're talkative and they can carry on conversations and they do okay. But somebody who had 5 number 3s, they would dominate the conversation. They would be a show-off kind of thing, always talking, you know, always a know-it-all kind of thing. I'm not saying that's about you. I'm just putting that out there as an example. So
Right. That's
a tip that I should have maybe mentioned a little earlier. Look at all the numbers that are in your name and how many of those numbers repeat. And that will give you some extra insight as to the vibration of the number and how it affects your name. Now, you have an interesting one where your life path and your personality are the same. So that means, because you're number one, more than likely you're in a new cycle, and that your whole life and things about your life are about you. Okay? Now, it's okay for you to be the leader of the pack. It's okay for you to get the first dessert, or be served first in the restaurant, things like that. And as your life path, being, if this is your number one as a cycle, then it's okay for you to be in positions of prominence or be in the head of the line. But also it's a little bit lonely because you're on your own, meaning number mm-hmm. one. So you feel maybe in the world and outside the world at the same time. And again, with the double ones, one in your personality, one in your life path, it's kind of like you're okay. Wherever you are, you like yourself. Do you have conversations mm-hmm. with yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have arguments Both with times. Yourself?
I hope you don't lose the argument.
Yeah, as long as you don't lose them, that's right.
It's 2 ones. Of course we're having conversations.
There you go.
I like that.
So that is unusual. That is unusual. But anyway, very good. Excellent.
So is there...
What else would you know?
I had 3 number 1s come up in my name. I had 3 number 2s, 3 number 3s, and 4 number 5s. So I have quite a few repeating numbers showing up in my name.
Mm-hmm. And then you probably don't have some of the other numbers, like they're absent, no numbers, like no number 7 or no number 8 or something like that. Is that right?
I have 1 6, 1 7, 1 8, 1 9. I have 1 4. So I have every number show up at least one.
You've got them all covered.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really good. So when you have numbers missing in your name, that means that's what you'll always go to learn. So it's mm-hmm. You have multiple numbers. You're a little heavy in the 1, 2, 3, 4 or something like that. But mm-hmm. this sounds to be like a life, almost like a charm life kind of thing. Like, you know, you can go anywhere you want, do what you want, and things more than likely come easily. That sound like you?
Well, they'll come easily eventually. There may be a little bit of a struggle to get to the easy, but I could really resonate with the lady from Florida who talked about moving a lot and making new friends, although my experience has been the other side of it, that I'm not so much lonely, is that I really enjoy making new friends and meeting new people and having new experiences. But I'm older in life now, at 57, and I really want to put down roots. So I'm kind of coming out of that gypsy phase and want to put my roots in here.
You're really moving the phone around in your hand. Can you kind of hold it still?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I'm
losing you here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I heard you say that you're moving around and you want to put down roots and things like that. But
yes.
that's the vibration of a number one, as you've just basically recounted. It's not a matter of feeling lonely. It's a matter of being comfortable where you are. But at this point in time now, it's like, okay, I want this. Well, what you just told me, your life path is basically along those lines. Whatever you want, you get. And you're truly in the demonstration of a number one cycle, which is everything for the number one, because it's the beginning of a new cycle. There's a 9-year cycle in your end life. And so whatever you want, you get. The downside of that is when the downside of having it number one is that I lost my thought there. The downside of being a number one is that you end up the number one is you get everything, things come your way. Oh, sorry. The downside of that is that you're setting up the next 8 years. So it's like a 9-year cycle. And so whatever you do now, it's like you're on a journey and you're deciding the destination, the route, the cities you're going to bump into along the way, the highways you're going to take. And so that's the downside of choosing where you are now. So, but again, it's you do the best where you are now and let the future take care of itself kind of thing. But otherwise, whatever you want, you got. You've either earned it, it's coming back as good karma, or it's coming back as a blessing, or it's coming back because you are in a free-for-all. You can do anything, go anywhere, do anything you like. That's typical what the number one life cycle is where you're at. So you don't sound 67 or whatever you said you were. And
57. Thank you.
Did I hear you? You don't sound 57. You sound like you're 30 or something.
Thank you. Well, that's exciting. So thank you for that recap. It's very insightful, and I definitely feel on the precipice of a new chapter. So thanks for confirming that.
Mm-hmm. I thought your whole life should have been always, you know, as soon as you decide to do something or something occurred to you, you know, even changing careers, as soon as you decide it, that's when it happens or comes into your life and you get what you want. It's a nice thing to be in, and it's a nice thing for people who aren't in that. You know, you're struggling in life number five cycle or seven or eight or whatever, but you say, yeah, okay, it's coming, the big reward's coming, but anyway... the reward is here and now. I'm smiling when I say that. The reward is here, right where you're supposed to be, everybody. Whatever you're doing right now, you're right where you're supposed to be. Are you making the most of it is the question. Are you doing things that you want to do, or are you doing things that you must do? And that's the difference. Wanting maybe never happens, but must, I have to. Yeah, that's the motivating factor, everybody out there. So... anyway, you're in Houston, I see. Are you going to come to my event here in Fort Worth?
I'm definitely reading up on it. I'm very excited. Yeah, it looks like a great seminar.
Okay. It's the Hope Conference, and it's in the Hope Conference in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're camping out at the Best Western Plus in Forest Hill in Fort Worth. You can check out the hotel if you can't remember what I just said. But anyway, it's coming up on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of February. It's going to be a marvelous event. Greet and meet the speakers, and then there'll be a reception after. And I know you're going to walk away with something from that conference that you've never had before in your life. So take note, everybody. It's a little plug for my own event coming up there since you're in Texas. Okay, Carol, I hope to see you there. And enjoy. Are you planning another trip or change in your life or something? Or what? I see some change around you.
I'm going to be moving this summer. I'm not sure where yet, but I'm definitely moving.
Okay. Fort Worth is pretty good, I hear.
I went to college there on a basketball scholarship, so I love Fort Worth.
Oh, well, maybe just pops in my mind. Maybe come over and see the conference and then check out the old alma mater or whatever, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got some calls to take. Pleasure talking with you tonight.
Thank you. You as well. I appreciate it. Good night.
You're number one.
Okay.
Take
care.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Paul, it's almost time to take a time for a little bit of a break, and then I guess we're going to head on back to Chicago next and talk to our good friend Carol, who's been waiting on the line here. But let's have a little time for a little drinky. That is to say, water.
I hope so. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Here's a little book packed with over 350 simple inspirational messages that you can use on a daily basis. It's called Gems of Wisdom. If you follow these simple steps to reach the divine within, you'll change not only yourself, but the world. A must-read for the spiritual-minded person. Available now at DouglasJamesCottrell.com. Gems of Wisdom.
Getting beaten up in life? Reading Conversations with the Akashic Field by Dr. Douglas James Cottrell coaches you through methods of battling fear and self-doubt to gain the spiritual strength you need for defense and stamina. Tapping into an ever-present source to help you win today. Visit DouglasJamesCottrellStore.com or Amazon today for Conversations with the Akashic Field.
The Douglas James Cottrell website is where you can learn much more about this amazing man and his journey through a lifetime of spiritual prophecy. The book Secrets of Life answers questions everyone has about the physical versus the spiritual world, why you are here in the world right now, karma, psychic abilities, reincarnation, prayer, and much more about universal laws. This book is essential for those who really desire to follow the path of the divine to soul perfection. Douglas has been chosen to provide you with a keen insight into the purpose of life's journey. Best-selling author Robert Appel says, "The least you can expect from Dr. Cottrell's work is that it will change your life." Go to DouglasJamesCottrell.com and click on Shop for Secrets of Life and all of his books and learning materials.
We understand people may have strong opinions that are different than our own. So join us and call in with questions and comments as we attempt to explore the unlimited human consciousness.
We're back on the Global Village Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host Doug Bentley. Now, here's Dr. Douglas and Doug.
Well done, Paul. How are you doing tonight, my friend? You're doing okay. You're running the show very well, as usual. It's good to have Paul at the controls. That's beautiful music.
Little saxophone for you all.
Well done. I hope you're enjoying the show, my friends. We have a little time left in the show, and we're talking tonight about numerology, you know, how numbers can change your name. And I mentioned earlier in the show that we're going to talk a little bit about the vibration of your soul. And the way to do that is, in a very simplistic way, is to take the vowels. Was it A-E-I-O-U? Sometimes people put Y in there, but A-E-I-O-U. And basically to do the same as I was when I was talking to Carol, is that you put all, denote the consonants in your name and separate them from the vowels, and you can get a different insight or vibration. And that is that by looking at the number of the vowels, and if you have vowels, and you might not have a lot, you might have, you know, just a few instead of one each, you might just have a few of them, but the number of the vowel itself, like two A's or three O's or something like that, and or the amount of them, gives you the vibration that relates to your soul, the mission that you're looking for, the karma, the influence, the spiritual lesson in your life. Now, it doesn't come out all like that with just a simple adding up the vowel sounds, but with exploration, you can define or include that information in a fuller way. But for now, if you just had three number, if you had three vowels like that would be 3 times 16. 3 times the 6, which would be the influence of a vowel times 3 times. And that would be more important, as the more vowel sounds you have, that would take on a deeper vibration. The other side of that is, more importantly, if you do not have a vowel sound, if you're missing one of the vowels in your, or two for that matter, in your life, that means that that's what you're going to move towards. Let's say you're missing the vibration of, let's say A is 1, and you're missing that vibration in your soul vibration, you will naturally aspire to more influence in a singular way, number one being a number by itself, and also a beginning number, that would be the influence that you would be moving towards. Again, we don't have a whole chart here. We're just giving you a little flavor of what these numbers would be. But this is one way to find out if you have more than one vowel, that's the same influence multiplied. And if you have 0 or less, maybe one other one on a lower level, but mostly 0, that's the area that you'll move towards. Okay, so I hope that's clear. I don't try not to confuse you all tonight. But the idea is that there's a lot to know in the name, and what's your number, right? How many times does the number 9 repeat on your license plate, your social security or social insurance number, your driver's license, the number on your house, number on your apartment, and how many times is that number around you? And then you can begin to see that you have an overabundance of a certain number, and that's where you're in harmony. You don't need to change it. That's where you're in harmony. So when you go somewhere place and you meet somebody, or if you're at a hotel or a motel and somebody says, well, we have room 414, and you say, okay, that's 9, that's not a good number for me, and they say, well, I have a number that runs here that's 100 100, you say, oh well, 1, that's a good number for me, I'll take that one, and away you go. Again, it's a quick, you have to be a quick study on that and know what your favorite numbers are. So looking around at the numbers and what we're talking about tonight, there's another little tidbit to go on. I think we're going to head on over to Chicago now. Ooh, went from Houston, now we're going back to Chicago.
We are going to Carol.
Hello, Doug and Dr.
Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hey, let me be brief because Paul told me to be brief. And my name is
no.
A 9. My name is a 9.
Carol, okay.
And my book is a 6. But in my full name, I have a lot of 3s. And I have 6 3s and 4. And my full
I heard 6 3s.
And 4-1.
I heard 6-3s and what else?
And
wow.
4-1.
Well, there you go. Okay, and your name is a 9. That's when fame and fortune, and 6 as your ear sucker. That's home and responsibility, and that's not a bad combination. They all can be divided by 3, which is 3 9s. 3 and the 9 is 3, and 3 and the 6 is 2. And that has some significance. But here it is, Carol. 6 number 3s. Holy moly. You ought to be on the radio or something.
Wonderful.
And 4 number 1s, that's itself, that curious self. So a combination of 6 3s and number 1, it's like you're tenacious and talkative, and you've been on the show many times, as everybody knows, and you always talk about subjects. You're very well versed in it. You very much think things out. You're really smart, and you have a probing mind, and that's where that 4 number 1s come in. It's like you know, more and more and more. I want to know more. I want to know this about this. But that life path of a six, that's a pretty good balancing number in your life, which again is, you know, home, body, comfort. As I said about the number six, there's a favorable and important place that's around you, you know, your neighborhood, your house, your room, your clothes, things like that. Comfortable, practical, nice. But then number nine, that's a win or lose number. As for anybody who has a nine, you win on nine or you lose on nine, meaning you can be famous or you can be infamous. You can be productive or you can be lazy. You can accomplish anything you want or you can just pity yourself and do nothing. That's the extremes of the number nine. I'm not saying this is Carol. This is just the extremes of number nine. So how's that sound, Carol?
That sounds like
about
me.
Being, you know, all those sixes. It's what?
Yes. That sounds like me. And Dr. Tucker,
okay.
I have one. When you do the numerology, that's how. Can you hear me?
I can. Huh? Yep.
Okay.
That's yep, go for it.
When you look at, for example, you have different numerology charts. It depends on, like, the Pythagorean numerology chart. They use nines in there, you know. So a lot of nines. So it depends on which one you use. But I use the general one that everybody else is using. So that's the one I came
okay.
up with.
Yeah. So is that a – did you say that's a numerology chart? Is that what you said?
Pythagorean numerology chart. They have one of those.
Yeah.
The Pythagorean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, you know, it's a matter of who's putting the chart or the graph together and how they string the numbers together. And I would say, you know, if something's working for you, well, then you would keep looking at it or keep working at it. But I'm a curious man. I would then go to the second chart or the third chart. That's how I came upon the Rosicrucians Amwork, ancient mystical order of the Rosy Cross, and found their book, The Cycles of Life and Fate, I think is the more complete title. And that was pretty cool. I mean, they had cycles going way back to the time of Amenhotep in Egypt. And so I kind of liked the cycles. I used to look at them every day, and now I don't do that much at all. But for a time there, when I was learning about it, I was pretty solid, I guess is the word. But if you found some other or some chart that works for you, and it, you know it does because it makes sense, then that's the one you know can keep and give you for everybody, gives you the flavor. So I'm not familiar with that one that you're talking about, but there is also stuff out there that's pretty basic for everybody listening in. So you have to be a good judge, and as Carol says, she's found this one that works. Then that's the one they continue to be exploring, but always adding to it. But anyway, good for you, Carol.
Okay, I'm going to mute myself. But I'm next week. Oh, one last question: did you look at the Zoom yet?
Did I start the what?
Did you set up a Zoom yet? Be thinking about setting up a Zoom for the envelope.
Okay. I have the envelope sitting right here, and it was sitting here in the same place as it was last week because I've been caught up with some emergency stuff here, really, writing stuff. I've been at my computer all day, and I will make an effort to answer that for you sooner rather than later. Okay.
I'm going to...
Are you on a microphone, Carol, or are you on the phone?
I'm on a cell phone. I was by.
Okay.
I was making some things, which I didn't realize I was.
Okay, just to let you know, when you move your hand around or if you hold it on the side, try to hold it in front of your mouth a little bit. Then we won't hear it fades in and out. So try to hold it in one place. Otherwise, it's trying to adjust to the volume, and it you fade in and out. So there you go. Yeah, that's better. It sounds better. Paul is the techie guy here. He can tell you more about that than me. But just, I have a microphone in front of me, and as long as I stay a certain position and look at it, I don't sound like I'm falling off over here. We are, come back. Here we go.
It also may be my service.
Anyway.
Oh, service.
There is some clicking, but that's okay. That happens. So is it cold and windy in Chicago tonight?
Yes, it is. It's trying to snow, but it hasn't completely done it.
Well, that's the Windy City, right? I haven't been ever to Chicago yet, but I have sent people there, looking for, meaning giving them indications that would be a place that they would find fame and fortune. So over the years, but someday, somewhere, somehow, I'll be there. But anyway, okay, Carol. Any more questions? We've got a couple more people waiting here. You got time for one more?
Okay. I can ask a question. Let me see.
That's better.
What advice do you have for me as I move forward?
Don't step back. Watch your step. Don't step in anything gooey, or wet, No, this is a year where you're going to be watching your step. I can see you looking down. Watch where you're going, and it's going to be a time you're more aware. It's going to be a time a lot of things are going to come at you. You're going to be aware of more of things. It's just I'm seeing everything in color. I'm seeing a linoleum floor. I'm seeing some. It's like you're dressed up and you're going someplace. Look like a little coat over your shoulders or something like that. But wherever you are, it looks like you're stepping up, you're going to a little better restaurant or a little better play or something. You're going out. So what does that mean for as you move forward? Well, you're going to go places you've not been to often before. You're going to go to new places, but whatever this being dressed up means, maybe more formal parties or something, or maybe places you're going to go out and have more interesting places to go to. Does that sound like you going out, dressing up?
Well, the yes, going out. The dressing up, I get there sometimes. I mean, I do it sometimes. I don't do it most times.
Well, that's just you're going to do more of it, I guess, this year to answer your question. So, okay. Hopefully it's not going to be any snow on the ground.
And Dr. Cottrell, was Joy supposed to come on the show today? Who was the numerologist?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't want to embarrass them. But anyway, long and the short of it is we'll keep on keeping on. So, okay, Carol. Don't forget, it doesn't cost too much to fly from Chicago to, Fort Worth. Where somebody's having a conference.
Yes, if you had answered those questions, I would have been there.
If who would answer those questions?
The questions had been answered. I could come and pick it up.
we'll get to that. We'll see about that then. Okay. That's a hook. There you go. Very clever, Carol. Okay. Well, listen, you take care. We had a lot of callers in tonight, and I'm glad you're on the show tonight. So you take care. And I will, I can reach out and touch it. It's right there. So I'll put it on my desk so it's right there in front of me. But anyway, Carol, God bless you, my friend. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Where are we going next, Paul?
We're going to my old home state of Maryland, and Suzanne is on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Hello, Suzanne. We're okay so
Hello.
Far.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can. You're okay.
Oh, good. I'm really interested in the show tonight.
Are you in your mobile office?
Yeah, I'm on the road. Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear the wind. You're in your mobile office, as we like to.
Yeah, I just got off a 16-hour shift. So, yeah, I am.
Wow.
So, I love your topic tonight.
Okay. What's your number?
I believe, if I figured it out correctly, I think it's 8.
Is that your life path, the month, day, and year?
My month,
or was
day,
that your
and
name?
Year is one. I think that was my name. I don't know how to do my birthday.
Okay, well, you take the year and you add it up, and then you add...
Okay.
The day of the month and the month. Like, again, if it's December the 30th, it's 12 plus 30, which comes out to 6.
Okay, so mine comes out
12
to
is
11,
3.
So then do I do 2 then?
Okay. I know you pay them, you keep them both. Number 11 is considered
11.
One of the master numbers. Yeah, and people who are number 11 or 22 or 33, they can operate at the higher level of 11, or octave, I should say, or the lower octave, which would be 2. And it's by choice.
Okay.
So number 11s are seekers and quite mystical or intuitive. And, of course, they, as a number 2, they have relationships are important, or solving issues with people, but working together, like working in partnership or working in teams. It's one of the strengths that they have. But usually it's a good number, but it's always involves people and making decisions and things. And number 8 is the number for corporations, number for karma. It's an important number. It can be a difficult number, but also it's a number that big responsibility or more responsibility or important issues come to life. But it's pinched in the middle, as a number 8 is, and that means that have to balance things. And so if it's a project or if it's an important thing, learning how to balance them is part of that number 8, which, of course, is wisdom and learning how to take more responsibility, get more things done. It's kind of like moving out of the neighborhood as a kid and moving on downtown to the big city and taking an office in a tower or something like that. Coming from a humble beginning to a more successful beginning or responsibility, more exactly, not success, but responsibility. Make sense?
Okay. Yes. Can you tell from that? I really feel like I'm probably destined to do spiritual work, like mediumship is what I'm really drawn to. And I'm just wondering if those are beneficial for that path.
Sure. Yeah, as the number 11, as I said, it's a mystical number, a number associated with increased intuition. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You don't necessarily have to be... You can just be clairvoyant, You don't have to be a quote-unquote medium, but you can get things inspirationally or intuitively. Things pop in your mind. They're happening already. So that's why you're being drawn towards that. But yeah, you could do very well with it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate your time.
Well, wherever you are, okay. Wherever you are in Maryland, I hope it's a nice drive tonight.
It's actually a nice drive. It's very clear, but it's cold. I just worked. I work at a hospital, and it was a busy day today in labor and delivery.
Okay.
That's a happy day.
Yes. Yeah. So, thank you so much.
Every day's happy, but that's why you're in the hospital, and you're that's like the number 8's perfectly where you are, taking responsibility, doing things like that. So anyway, that's a double shift. Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Time to go home, put your feet up, put them in the bathtub or something, get the whatever you do to relax.
Sleep in.
Wow.
Yeah. So thanks so much. I appreciate your time tonight.
You're very welcome, and best of luck. Take care, Suzanne.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're getting near the end of the show, and looks like we're just about out of callers here. So anybody else out there want to call in? The number is 718-766-4421. Again, 718-766-4421. And what did we say that was again? That's 718. That adds up to 7, and then 7 and 6 again is 12, and 7 is, 19, so that's a 1, and then that makes a 2, and 4 and 4 and 8 and 1, that's a 9, when it leaves us with 2, so that's 4, I think we got down there. So 7 minus, or forget about the 1 and 8, because it adds up to 9, take the 7. And then you move it over to 6 and 6 is 12 and 7 is 19. You drop the 9, that's 1. So 7 and 1 is 8. And then 4, 4 and 1 is 9. So you drop that, leaves 2. And then so we add them up. I think we got 8 and 2, that's 10. That reminds me, that was the number we started with, number 1 for the show. Just where we're supposed to be. Okay, just to run that through, my friends. And Paul, what's your lucky number?
I'm a 9, Douglas.
Is that your life path?
I believe it is. That's what my birthday, excuse me.
Yeah, your birth.
That frog came back in my throat from a few weeks ago. Yeah, that's my life path.
Come on.
Is a number.
Yeah, well, there you go. 9 is, like I said earlier, you know, fame or fortune, you know, success. Or failure. It's sort of a passive winner lose number. Yeah, well, of course, because nines do the both. You know, things come easy at first, and then, exactly right. So
it all started in a little.
We gotta watch studio
in my bedroom at my parents' house as a teenager. I got a microphone and a turntable and a tape recorder and
broadcasting.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And Dick Tracy Jimmy Olsen from Superman, right? Ace recorder.
That's right.
Good for you. I love it.
Yeah.
There are people out there who don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what a tape recorder is.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That was a
little
thing that had wheels in it and tape, and it moved in circles.
Yeah, we had these big.
Did you have the
reels full of tape? Yeah.
Did you have the microphone where you turned it with your thumb? You could turn it on and off, and the machine would start and stop. Did you have that, or did you have to press the buttons on the?
Actually, I had both. I started out with a little tiny portable reel-to-reel tape recorder that had little reels of tape. And you had a little microphone with a button on it. You could slide the button and turn on the recorder to start the reels recording. And that's how it all started, with one of those. And then it graduated to putting a makeshift studio together in my bedroom with a reel tape recorder and a turntable. And we had our first high school radio show in 1969.
And the rest is history.
Wow.
The rest is history.
Yeah. Those are the
going
days.
Down
is,
the path
this
of history.
You know, this is the time
obviously
when you look back and we're talking about stuff, and people out there, younger people, have never heard a tape recorder, and they, you know, like, I can remember the first time, you probably can, you got the tape recorder going and you're talking away, and then you turn on and you hear your voice. Oh my God, that sounds so bad. I don't want to listen to my voice. Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, absolutely. I thought I had the squeakiest, worst voice. I said, this is never going to work. I'm never going to be in this business because I've got this squeaky, high voice. And over time, it just kind of changed. So it worked.
You were a teenager after all, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, those were the days. How about you, Doug? What's your lucky number?
My lucky number is the same, it's number nine. Number nine is my lucky number.
Doug is number nine also.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So Doug knows what I'm talking about.
I have a story to tell you.
Well, I guess.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You mentioned
King
Charles or Prince Charles. This goes back many years. My brother and my father went to London, and they looked at the sites, and they wanted to visit a place called Waltham Abbey, which is in London. So they traveled there. This is where King Harold prayed before the Battle of Hastings against William the Conqueror, so 1066. And they wouldn't let them in the abbey, the church, because Prince Charles was there. They had just restored it. And by the time he came out, they actually met him. They didn't shake hands with him, but they met him. They were really annoyed because they wouldn't let them in now because they'd closed. So they met Prince Charles, but they were annoyed with him. Anyway.
When was this?
That's just the story.
That's good.
Okay.
It wasn't his
fault. I kind of got half of that. I don't know.
Pardon?
I said I only got half of that because it's clicking in and out here. So.
Well, I'll tell it
it's
again.
It's okay.
They met him,
it's okay.
But they couldn't
Everybody
get in
else
because
heard
he
you.
Was being given a tour.
Yeah, I got that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Close, but you know. Anyway, the way things work out in life sometimes, you get what you want, but not in the way you wanted it. Wow. Well, anyway, my friends out there in Radio Land, the show is called The Global Village, and we're being broadcasting here. We have been broadcasting here all night long on January the 20th, 2023. And today is my son Douglas's birthday. He's so-and-so old, age old, and I can remember every time I remember or we talk about his birthday, I remember the first time outside the hospital in Toronto when I said to my dear wife, okay, give me my son. And I held him in my arms, and I was sitting in my 1960 Pontiac that I paid very little for. It was an old car. And there he was, you know. I told him the name of the intersection, Coxwell and Salmon Avenues in Toronto, and nice. And you know, it's amazing when things come back to you, or, you know, random access of memory. But every time I hear his birthday, I think of that moment. So anyway, my friends, there we go. It is a wonderful day, and I think we'll say goodnight. Any last word, Doug?
They say two things are important for success in life or in any endeavor. One is hard work, and the other is attitude. So attitude is a 3, and hard work is an 8, just to let people know.
Okay, there we go. Paul, got a last comment.
Both, and they add to 11, by the way, which is a magical extra power number. So.
Okay.
So, Douglas, I think we ought to take just a minute out to talk about the HOPE Conference. And for those who are still listening, still with us, we've got a very special, inspirational 3-day conference coming up in February. And it's really packed full of incredible information, including the DNA of your soul, virtue healing, touching heaven, the spiritual journey, and how to discover your ascension and self-realization. To really become fully realized, the tree of life, accessing the heavenly library of your spiritual records and resume. And we all know that that's referring to the Akashic Records or the Akashic Field. the power within, the virtue energy that's the source of all everyone's spiritual power. And then, of course, you're going to touch on near-death experiences, communicating with angels, and one of my favorites, dreams. You know, Douglas, in the last 6 months or so, since I've really been working directly with you, dreams have become one of the most interesting facets of my life. Just amazing interpretations that you've given me, along with divine guidance for prosperity. Altogether, it's a great opportunity to share experiences with other seekers in really a non-judgmental atmosphere. So I just encourage everyone to go to the Douglas James Cottrell website and take a look at the Hope Conference details, or on the Douglas James Cottrell Facebook page. And we had one person tonight who mentioned that they thought it was very inexpensive for the huge amount of information that's going to be covered over 3 days in Fort Worth.
Well, that's true. This is an introductory special price. It won't be this low ever again. It'll be double, as a matter of fact. And the reason we have put it down to an introductory price is because this is our kickoff conference. And, you know, that we want to attract as many people as we can. And then the people who come will tell other people about the wonderful experiences they've had. And also for, you know, we're getting over COVID, and it's been pretty expensive in the last little while. So we're trying to make it easy for folks as well. But this is a conference when, you know, when you leave, you will know more. You will take away something that's earth-shattering, life-changing, that you never had before you came to the conference. So it's very economical. Airfare is pretty reasonable at this time of the year because it's in between the Christmas and the March break. So I think you can get around the country for under $50. I think some of our friends are coming from Arizona to Fort Worth for under $40 one way. So everything's working out for anybody who's who can hear my voice. You're meant to hear this. This is no coincidence in the universe. You're meant to hear this. So please consider it. And it's going to be a fun time. We are going to have some amazing catering, catered snacks, and or there'll be a place to go to some wonderful, authentic Mexican food. It's just going to be a ton of fun. And it's going to be a very important day, a weekend for you, as you can go on Friday, meet and greet myself and other people will be there, the other celebrities, and you'll be able to also attend on the Sunday night. We're going to do a little virtue service and talk about virtue. That's that amazing intuitive energy that flows through all of us, and you're going to see some demonstrations on how that works as well. And we're going to have a reception at the same time later that in Sunday night, packed full of something happening every minute, and something will be very worthwhile to everybody who comes on down. Again, it's coming up in February, the 10th, 11th, and 12th, and it's going to be a great time. It's reasonable, very reasonable, and never be this price again. So thank you for bringing that up, Paul. And I know you're going to be there working the work and doing the doing and making magic happen.
Well, we're all going to make magic happen, even the attendees. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, me too. Doug's moving that weekend. That's why he's not going to be there, but don't tell him.
But I'll be having fun.
Good for you.
He is. Anyway, well, good night, everybody. We're going to go now. It's coming to the end of the show. I want to thank all of you who called in tonight and were part of the show. It was a fun time. It's, you know, gosh, the middle of January is already come and gone, and we're on our way, you know, till spring will be here in a moment or two. I understand it's going to get a little cooler. Some people are talking about, you know, the Farmer's Almanac, which I've been hearing all my life, and it's been a pretty amazing publication. I've only seen it once or twice way back in the day. But I think we're going to have a little cool spell, according to those guys. That's through the grapevine. For myself, depending on where you are in the country, it's going to be wet or it's going to be cold. And snuggle up, get yourself some blankets and some moccasins or, you know, galoshes, as Mr. Spock would say, and keep them handy because in some parts of the Midwest, it's going to get pretty cold. But anyway, my friends, may God bless you and keep you. We'll hope to see you at the conference where we're going to illuminate the Christ consciousness and the spirituality that runs through each and every one of us. It's going to be a wonderful time. Don't miss out. It's going to be the best that you've ever been able to attend at the conferences if you attended some of the workshops and conferences before. It'll be, well, I can't say it enough about it. It's just going to be with all the wonderful people that are going to be there. It's going to be a loving, wonderful, shoulder-to-shoulder event. So take care. Again, it's February the 10th, 11th, and 12th. Go to my website, douglasjamescontrol.com, and there you have the button to push. You'll see a banner to click on and the button to push to give you lots of information about the conference and allow you to sign up. Okay, so with that, my friends, I'll say goodnight. Again, it's a pleasure to have everybody on the show tonight. I'm glad you like the subject and the topic. We'll look forward to seeing you next week right here at the same time. On behalf of Doug and Paul and myself, may God bless you with health, wealth, and peace of mind. Good night, my friends. Until next time. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Global Village International Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindProbe Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell and Associates Incorporated. Copyright 2022, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without express written permission.